and or drugs. We have been in the Mobile area for going on our 50th year. We will soon be having our 50th anniversary. And the Home of Grace was founded by Doris Woods Littleton. Ms. Littleton passed away this past March of this year. We miss her presence greatly. She was just a legend in the field of addiction, and she did so much to help so many ladies. Thousands of ladies have come through the program here at Home of Grace. And went on to lead lives of recovery, restored to their communities. And so that's a little bit about the Home of Grace.
So how does one utilize the services? Is it usually a family that may have an intervention or come to y'all? How does that work?
Yeah, we get people various ways. Sometimes they come of their own. Generally, it is often a friend or family member that makes that first call to find out the different information and what it requires to come through the Home of Grace. But eventually, the person themselves who's desirous of seeking recovery has to call and actually do an assessment. But, you know, oftentimes people come of their own accord, but many times we do get ladies that are court-ordered or maybe someone through, you know, trying to get their children back, and they've been ordered by DHR to come through a recovery program.
Okay.
And so just a variety of ways that people may arrive to us. But, you know, I always say that addiction is it's the equalizer. It knows no bounds, anyone can fall victim to the problem of addiction. And so we get people from all walks of life.
Yeah, there's not a demographic or a socioeconomic. It can happen.
There is not.
As you said,
it's a great equalizer. It brings everybody to the same place, the bottom, eventually.
I see. And so it's actually a home where they come and stay while they go through their treatment and recovery?
Yes, it is. We provide, you know, food, clothing, and shelter. Many of the ladies come to us and basically with nothing. Ms. Littleton, our founder, used to say that drugs was the greatest cleaning agent of all. It would clean you out of your house, your home, your marriage, your children, everything.
Wow.
So, but yeah, we provide living for 90 days, and as I said, food and clothing. But the most important thing that we provide is new coping skills for these ladies to be able to go back into society and deal with the disease of addiction. Many times the cycle of addiction is relapse, recovery. It doesn't have to be, but oftentimes that is the story.
Right.
And so them learning a new way of life, 90 days is a good start to them learning those things. We offer individual counseling. We have certified counselors here at Home of Grace, certified in the state of Alabama. And so they receive individual counseling, group counseling, classes in anger management, boundaries, coping skills. We have a job retraining program. We help women that are struggling with domestic violence, which often accompanies a lot of that lifestyle of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that we deal with ladies on the emotional, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual level. And the spiritual is the foundation of everything that we do here. And if you do not deal with addiction on all those levels, you are likely to fall prey to that disease again.
Wow, what a blessing, the Home of Grace for Women in Mobile. Now, who pays for all of this?
Well, that is a good question. Without our volunteers, without the support of churches, individuals in the area, grants that we seek from, funds from, and just a variety of means, about 50% probably of our hours here are done by volunteers. We do have our core staff here, but without volunteers that come and actually teach a lot of our classes, work with our ladies in various capacities, do a lot of our grounds work at the Home of Grace, we could not provide this program like we do. The raw cost of what it takes for a lady to go through this program that our accountants tell us is about $6,000 if you just looked at it, you know, and
wow,
what it actually cost us.
And
every lady that comes through our program does receive at least half of that automatically waived.
Okay. So it
costs approximately $3,000 for the ladies to go through. That's what we ask of them. But having said that, the Home of Grace has never turned a woman away for lack of funds that has not received this program before. Everyone can you know, utilize these services. And if someone does not have that means, then we've never turned someone away. So
wow.
We just trust that it will be provided in one way or another.
So that's why this fall fundraiser coming up on Saturday is so important.
Oh, yes. This is our annual fundraiser, and it is one of the ways that we provide some of those funds to ladies who come to us and don't have the funds to help to pay their portion of the fees. So that's going to be this Saturday. Are we going into that? You want me to tell you what
yes,
we got going on this
yes.
Saturday?
Let's hear all about it.
Okay, this is an exciting event. It's going to be this Saturday, November the 12th, on the campus of the Home of Grace for Women at 394 Aldott Road, 8 Mile, Alabama. We're in about 200 acres here as the crow flies. We're about a mile from Sarah Land, a mile from 8 Mile, a mile from Pritchard, a mile from Mobile, so we're in a very central location. And the doors are going to open at 11 o'clock. The events will begin at 12 o'clock. The exciting part is that we have Dove Award winners Jeff and Sherry Easter. They are just legends in the Southern Gospel arena, and they're going to be our special performance for that day. We're also going to have the Singletree Band, which is a great band here in our local area. We love to have them come out to our campus, and they're also going to be doing some music also. We're having barbecue dinners, fish fry dinners, so it's a very casual outdoor event. We've already checked the weather. It looks like it's going to be great this Saturday, a great day to get out into your community and support a wonderful organization that's providing life to ladies that are in need of recovery. So bring a lawn chair. The price of the tickets at the gate is $50 per person, $50. So that will give you your lunch for the day, your access to the music concert. You're going to hear some great testimonies from these ladies of what has happened in their lives. And it's just going to be a great day. We're looking forward to it. The actual concert starts at 1:30. So if you don't have all day to come out here and spend at the Home of Grace, then the actual concert with Jeff and Sherry Easter starts at 1:30.
Okay. And how do folks get tickets? Can they just buy them at the gate?
They can buy them at the gate, or you can call the Home of Grace at 251-456-7807, and we'll be happy to take care of that for you by phone, and you can just do a will call whenever you arrive.
456-7807. So anyone who's a fan of gospel music will know Jeff and Sherry Easter, and I'm thinking, too, maybe some families are listening that have a loved one that might be thinking, let's go and check this out. Maybe it's right for our loved one. You know, in addition to enjoying the festivities, they can hear the testimonies and learn more about what the Home of Grace for Women has to offer.
Oh, yeah, that would be such a great idea. So if you do have someone that is struggling with addiction, this would be the day. Bring them out. Oftentimes we have people that come out and say, I didn't even know this place was out here. We're kind of in a secluded type area for a purpose, you know, just so that we're surrounded by a lot of acreage. It's a beautiful place, beautiful facility, beautiful grounds. And so it would be a great time to bring someone that may be struggling with mm-hmm. addiction and say, hey, you know, maybe this is something that you might want to consider. What we do out here is life and death. I mean, if we thought about it every day, the enormity of it would be overwhelming. But to see these ladies' lives changed on a daily basis, hear the stories of people that are, you know, living in recovery now. We know that for every person that's struggling with addiction, there's 7 to 10 other people, family members, friends, that are directly affected by that person in their addiction. And so to say that it only affects that person, no, it's a family and friend disease because it affects so many other people, not just the addict.
Well, thank you so much, Pam. This has been a wealth of information, and what a blessing the Home of Grace for Women is to our community. And we hope that folks will be able to come out this Saturday to enjoy all of those festivities. And once again, you can buy tickets at the gate. They are at 394 Aldock Road in 8 Mile, or you can call 456-7807. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This interview also will be posted on our website by lunchtime today for those that may have missed it, or if you'd like to go back and listen to it or share, it will be at WABF1480.com. Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, very impressive. Mm-hmm. What a great service.